You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Mr. Fakeologist, how are you?
Dr. Carl, what is going on with who should be in, who should be out? And by the way,
I just noticed Johnny, you know, your Syrian got booted off the other day for something or other.
I don't know what it was because I don't really.
All I say is like I'll be very surprised if he's as insulting as Dave or. Babette with some of the girls or Rollo.
I think Benoit gave him the boot. That's why I said ask Benoit.
Right, yeah, okay.
Benoit is the head booter, I think, isn't he? Who do you else see?
Oh, I think so. He must be. I just go sticks and stones. I mean, I get
exactly.
Rollo calls me sheep shagging Kiwi Puff nonstop.
That's
and you know what?
Terrible.
I laugh.
That's
and
disgusting.
I laugh because A, I know I'm not. And
I wouldn't
B,
worry
it's
about
funny.
One thing Rollo called me.
No, of course not. But that's why Kiwis are so tough, because we don't care about what people say.
I'm Canadian, you know? I'm tough, and I don't care
about personal insult. I mean, obviously if it was when you're standing there to their face and they meant it, well then you're quite capable of doing something about it.
After the break, Rick and Rollo. I mean,
Rick and Rollo.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi there, I'm Scott Frogger from Colorful Colorado, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
It's a little low.
No, last week was the same thing. Oh.
I don't know why you can't hear it. Oh, I think I know why. Because the way he makes it unhearable to the stream is he puts it on the left side or the right side.
I've got both my hearing aids in, as I call them, hearing aids.
So you got to ask Velaset. That's got to have something to do with left and right speaker. Because so, that's how he puts it onto the audio, but not onto the recording. Something like that.
I must say this. It was last week when we were on. Oh, it was Friday week on Rollo. We were talking with Rollo for ages, and I couldn't hear the ads then. Then the next night when I was talking to you, I could. So I don't know. It's very strange.
Were you using a different setup that next night?
Yeah, I was using an iPhone on both nights, but now I'm using my shitty replacement phone.
So what was different?
I don't know, but I couldn't hear the peeps and I can't hear the advert.
What can you hear?
Nothing, just a complete silence.
It's got to be. Here comes Mr. Velaset. He's going to explain it. Only he knows what's good.
I don't know what the problem is. Are you hearing the pips and not the commercial or the commercial?
I think I recall that I could hear the pips, but I couldn't hear the talking. This was last Friday and tonight. But on Saturday night, when I was talking to Ab and whoever else, and Golden Skidmark, I could hear everything. So it's just strange. And today I'm using a different phone. So the one that's actually better for Discord. I don't know if my voice is coming through as good as
Yeah, you're good. Very good.
Yep. This is the cheap $30 Telstra like burner phone that you buy from Woolworths.
That's what you should stick to.
Well, for podcasts, yeah, for sure. But yeah, so back to that conversation.
I'm going to have a look at it now and see what's going on. Yeah. I'll let you know.
This is Velocet's specialty. You're just giving him a challenge. You give him a tech challenge.
This is a real tech challenge too, because even he has never heard of anyone.
If it's happening to you, it might be happening to somebody else too. Not to me. Yeah. But it's got something to do with left and right.
I thought that, Ab. I thought that, but unless you said the volume's really low and I just couldn't hear it, and I'm going completely deaf. Which is always an option.
No, no.
Are you sure you don't have the StreamerBot volume turned down, Rick?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right now, I didn't know that. Yeah, all right. That sounds exactly a possibility. And I wouldn't have meant to do that, but I've done it. I've muted people. I've accidentally turned things down. So, yeah, okay.
Let's run a little test. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
And no, I can't hear anything.
Well, check your streamer bot.
All right. Go on, take the money and run.
Go on, take the money and run. Man.
Audio streamer.
I'm in the call and that's working for me.
Okay, yeah. Now, obviously, I've done that. When I get home, I'll fiddle around with it.
Well, I
bet you will.
check your audio streamer.
No, it says volume half up. Sorry, it says volume. Oh, hang on, mute. All right, I was muted. That's it. So I muted audio streamer. How would I have done that?
Maybe. Sometimes I've done that when I'm adjusting the volume. If it's too loud, hit the mute by accident.
How annoying!
Very now. Is that an 8 or a 9?
What's that?
You said annoying. Annoying.
Annoying. Annoying. Annoying. Annoying.
I know. Annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying.
Okay. We'll do another test break, and you guys both check that you hear everything the way it should be. The pips and the break. Here we go.
Yeah.
Pips and the break.
Yes, I can hear. Another break. I can hear.
There's too many breaks on this show.
I'm Del Qua.
Dave
Joy,
Cody from Memphis,
Silver Bay,
Chris from Hoaxbusters.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
Hey.
Yeah, it sounds like a horse.
Chicago.
Are you trying to find the grab ad? Because I'm already on it.
No, I'm driving. I should not look at my phone.
Yeah, and I'm about to drive. I've got to go and grab a coffee, and I've just been working at 4 o'clock in the morning, as you do. I've had a very busy week, though. That's been fantastic. I'd rather be busy. I hate sitting around doing nothing. Really dislike it.
You're a worker.
People at
you
need to be busy. You need to be busy, and that's Rollo's problem, right? Because he's just sitting there and he's got nothing to do except for having a drink.
Yeah,
I keep saying to him, go and do a voluntary job down the road. Go and do a voluntary job. Go down and...
I agree. What was the German phrase? I said it to my daughter because she's just sitting around too. It's through work you shall be freed.
Yeah, it's true.
It was on the work camps. The work camps.
Well, it's fair enough too, because you get fit, and you don't. You know, what do they say about the devil and idle hands or whatever?
The devil's tools. Work.
Something or other.
Idle hands are the devil's tools.
Yes, exactly. One of those things. And you just feel better, and not only that, obviously financially, you feel better and you get more money.
I like money too.
I tell you what I don't like. I don't like having to think about money and where it's coming from. And because I'm contract, worker, I often don't get paid for 5 weeks. or 6 weeks.
Yeah, I know. You got to have a lot of upfront money. You got to have a lot of. You got to have a big slush fund to ride the waves.
Well, this that's right. Well, and I did, but you know, it starts depleting when you start having to outlay lots of cash, because it's just my bills at the moment. The worst ones.
Did you got to pay alimony to your wife?
No, no. If anything, she'd have to pay it to me because I'm earn less money on paper than she, well, I did this year anyway because of the COVID. But I just said I don't want any money off you, and I'm quite happy because they do it balanced.
More than you. She made more than
you. She's got two. Well, not probably we earn the same, but on I'm a you know I've got an accountant. You know what I mean? And yeah, I write off every, but you know what I mean? I write off everything.
Tax avoidance.
That's right. Well, I bought a commercial vehicle which wrote off $30,000. So it looked like I only earned $10,000 last year. On profit.
Well, yeah. So, but you did. If you bought a vehicle, you did only make $10,000. I mean, just because you got the van, the government at least for now allows small businesses to do things to make it worth it. Yeah. You know, because if we couldn't do these things, then the dusting doesn't happen, and then they have to pay someone even more to do your job. Well, of course. I wouldn't do my job. The only reason I do my job is I've been a small business since the beginning. But I wouldn't do this as an employee. I would do anything to avoid my job. My job is bearable because I can write a lot of things off. I'm flexible. But you know, I'm almost an employee. If I get an employee wage, I wouldn't drive a truck. No fun.
Did you hear how much IPS cleared? You know, he had a part time job delivering bodies of all things, for God's sake.
He said $8 an hour.
$8 an hour after he factored in all his time.
Oh, that's crazy.
Whatever.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't get out of bed for it, unless I didn't have any money. If I had money, but. $8
an hour. What's minimum wage in New Mexico? It's got to be. I know their minimum wages are way less than here because ours is 15.
Why would you live there? That's all I got to say. Is it a nice place to live? Does it look nice? It looks like it's quite hot. Is it New Mexico?
Well, Albuquerque. I think it's right on the edge of the Rocky Mountains, so I think it can be hot and cold depending where in the state. I don't think there's anything. There's nothing exceptional about New Mexico, I don't think. Albuquerque, I watched some of the cop shows, and apparently Albuquerque cops, I think, are some of the worst transgressors against the Constitution. These First Amendment auditors, I love those shows. You know, they take the camera and they go right up to the cop and start cussing them out. You got to have some set of balls to do that. You got to have some.
Well, what was the guy's name that was really full on doing it on
James Freeman?
James Freeman. Yeah, that guy.
He's got a lot of copycats.
Has he been shot yet? Oh yeah. No. I'm surprised he hasn't been shot though.
Well,
they must think he's got a camera. Can't do nothing.
Well, yeah, and he live streams. So okay, if you shoot me, it'll be on the internet.
Yes. But anyway,
I think half the cops like him because the good cops don't like the bad cops. So if he can find the bad cops and get them fired, I would say a good cop would appreciate that because they can't do anything with a bad cop because then it would look like they're attacking their own people.
Well, I would say the police, like here and in England, which I know for a fact from personal stories, you're either in the Masons or you're a Catholic, and neither the twain shall meet. They don't like each other, and the Masons get the higher promotions. So in Scotland, say, a friend of mine, I was telling her, and everyone else going, oh, it's a conspiracy, and she turned around and she said, no. She goes, my father told me the same thing. he's a sergeant in Scotland, and he told his daughter, he said, I'm never going to get further than this because I'm not a Mason. And here in Australia, yeah. all the detectives, back in the day, I don't know about now, but I'm pretty sure it'll be the same. They're all straight down the lodge, the big lodge, you know, and they're all Masons. They get the promotions. Okay. They can arrange things. That's how the scams and the things can be done. Because when you've got a wheel within a wheel, you know, like the police, like circle within a circle, say there's an issue and they say, look, we just can't, this guy cannot be prosecuted. We cannot prosecute this guy. Whatever you do, we can't do it. And they just get told to leave people alone. And these scams and rorts and, even the psychological operations, you know, like they just have their own team go down, make sure that they've locked off the roads and no one else is allowed to go in there, and they operate one of these operations. Now, it's interesting what's his name? It's interesting to hear Ollie Demigard has come right around and become a much more of a fakeologist now and didn't believe. I that's what I picked up on. He was interviewed on a couple of shows, and he's living in – where's he? He's escaped to
– Bali?
Bali. Yeah. I've got another friend there, but which is a beautiful Indonesian kind of
– that's where all the Aussies go, isn't it?
They do. They used to. They do. But I've got friends there. They said they'll never be able – you know, the vaccine thing was happening. And apparently it's beautiful. There's a lot of expats, a lot of – travelers make it to Bali and they live there. But he seems to be of the opinion that most of these things are staged. And so, because, you know, he used to say that there's a whole team with makeup artists, cameras, whatever, that he said you can see them. They set up around these perimeters, like in Paris, whatever, and there's makeup studios. Wow.
They're right out in the open. They're not even hiding. It's funny.
They lock down the area. You wouldn't know what these caravans were. You know, be parked around. And they'd be, be doing what would they say? They were doing a rehearsal, a role play. We're doing the role play practice for one of the local hospitals or whatever. And they shut it down using the cops in the know to shut it down and let them do what they want to do. And the mainstream media only films that particular area, and then it gets screened on CNN, Fox, and...
Well, how much crossover is there between the film industry and the psychological operation industry? They must share people and resources all over the place.
Well, I think Wag the Dog implied it in a whimsical sense with Dustin Hoffman getting recruited, but those guys were already recruited. And I think Napoleon Wilson was on about the director of Zemeckis, Robert Zemeckis. And another one that were definitely the 9/11. You know, they'd put so much in their previous movies, and particularly Back to the Future. I think Back to the Future and even Die Hard would have to be two of the good predictive programming ones. But I actually remember watching, you know, not live, but, you know, that night on 9/11, the footage of all the people running down the street. And I just went, this is straight out. I said out loud, this is Independence Day.
Like a movie.
You know.
Oh, Independence Day.
It was all Independence Day. It's almost the same footage. So I suggest that they shoot and shot a lot of these scenes years ago. And built all the sets, you know, and had it filmed and in the can, you know, four years ago, and got paid by the film company, production companies to do so, or use, you know, and NASA is the biggest film studios in the world is NASA. So they would have been, and they got a much more stronger security barrier around NASA than the Hollywood.
It's a military Freemason setup,
Yeah, so you would have got.
Hey, I meant to ask you. You call me Al. You should know this because you're an Alan Watt fan. You can call me Al. I don't know if you read the comments on Fakeologist blog, but he was pointing to Alan Watt has been talking about the Freemasons were promoting this androgyny, this merging of men and women for forever. He said he wrote it in the books. He said it's the Mesa of Kabbalah. What do you know about that?
I had Alan Watt, you know, the Scotsman, not the philosopher, Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. Yeah. If you read his, say, what he was doing, he's just photocopying pages and he put them in a binder and it was selling for $10 each or whatever. And I had, it's called the Transgender Agenda, and it's very, very good. It's basically the Masons and the going right back to the Bible. It's all through the Bible as well about when someone turns around and in Genesis, there's bits and pieces. He goes right through it.
So did you get the books? So you know about all this?
Yeah, my friend got them. I just read them. The guy that got me into Alan Watt, he said, check these out, and he lent me them. And I should stand away from them, but you know, where's the money going? Where's the money going? He's in Texas now. The girlfriend is in Texas.
Oh, is that right? Austin, maybe, with Alex Jones. Someone put the books online, so you can download them. They put a link in the comment, so you can just download them and print them out if you want. Put a link in the comment.
Why is a stupid alarm not working? So basically, it's Plato. If you go through Plato, Plato was writing about it, you know, in the Republic. You know, this agenda of getting males to become one. Yeah, and so the 9/11 was a symbolic ritual of the two become one. So the two buildings crash and rise as the phoenix as one, the one world center. And that's what they want. They want two, the male, female, to become one, and it's more controllable. Not for them, though. The tops, they'll still be male and female, but they want the public to become this, you know, chattering Borg roaming around that can't think for themselves with no hair. And I don't know, I think I was listening to, you know, all the hair falling out, and that, who were we talking to, Mr. E?
This is Without a Trace.
Rochello.
Will Lose.
Jen Real.
Zulo.
Merbless.
SMG.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
So, after the break.
Now we're back.
Are we back?
Crap. The break. Break's over.
I'll come on and do a free form. Chat. I thought Lynn Hertel was fantastic, as I always say. She's
like
fantastic. Her knowledge of U.S. history is just
great.
Fantastic. And when I'm talking about U.S. history, I'm talking about the nuances, the little things, the small elections, the things that you wouldn't or no, I wouldn't remember. You know, about she's got a total recollection. Sorry, I'm shutting her. Security gate.
Okay.
I'm like you. I'm doing. Right. I'm doing one of your tricks. Walking around, making noise and beeping.
That's all right. I'm beeping. I don't mind. It's not bothering me.
Yeah. No. I'll be getting in my car and then making beeping noises again. But Lynn's chat the other day was fantastic, and she can go on any direction. Oh yeah, she's well worth getting on. Her stuff with IPS and with you, just fantastic. I think she could do a weekly show. She could do 3 hours by herself if she wanted to.
Yeah, she doesn't
easily
have the technology
easily
to do it. So she doesn't have the technology, so we have to use the phone with her. We do whatever we have.
But it comes out perfectly. Is that Skype, is it?
No, that's my VoIP number. That's my VoIP service I use. I have a VoIP service. I don't even think she can get Skype working. So I use the VoIP. Sounds pretty good. So she's on a landline, actually. I think she's one of the last people in the world with a landline. And yeah. So yeah, it was good. It was nice talking to her.
Interesting, and particularly the World War II about Russia and all that. Because I've got a good friend, he's a historian as well, and he has got the books I've never seen, like just incredible old books. What she was reading from a 1942 book about something about Japan or I can't remember what it was, but very interesting.
Yeah, these Europeans hate each other. That's the problem. They've hated each other for hundreds or thousands of years. And
that's what. Speaking of Benoit banning people, they're not as thick-skinned because they've got too many neighbours too close to them that are always plotting to invade them. Whereas in Australia and Canada, we got no one's ever threatened it. They said the Japanese did, but I don't believe that. I think the Japanese just there was some bombings that happened at the top end of Australia. I reckon they could have been US Air Force planes with doing a proper false flag with painted some red circles onto their planes and dropped some bombs up there just to make Australia go. You know, I'm also of the opinion the submarine shellings of the coast of it's happened in California and it happened here. We had a supposed mini sub or two come in and start firing shells at what is now the most expensive real estate in the country, because everyone, all the locals cleared out, and someone else, a group of people that all being removed from Europe, all came and moved in. They got the properties extremely cheap by coincidence, because I was driving over there with an older lady who was from there, and she said, I said, why did everyone move from here and move up the Blue Mountains and things? She goes, oh, we were all terrified of the Japanese shelling. And I thought, that's really coincidental. Yeah, so there was a couple of explosions. They said it was a Japanese mini sub. Next thing you know, it was hyped up in the newspapers, the Japs are invading. So all the locals that lived on the beachside suburbs on these beautiful houses sold their houses for bugger all and took off.
Well, yeah, what year was that? Land. I know you told the story before.
42. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, and then we had a lot of people come in from Europe that now basically reside in those suburbs where the houses, you know, start at $4 or $5 million and go up.
My goodness. How long did they wait before they took over the place?
They were coming in straight after World War II. There was mass exodus of
They just moved right in.
European. They did, and at a very cheap rate, because no one wanted to live there. I don't know. But now, and I thought that's just a bit of a coincidence. Now, you know how easy it is to blow up something or other and then start a whole story, a narrative about who was doing what, and it's this new enemy, you know. Like Infinite Plane saying, they will literally be able to have everyone walking around with crash helmets within a year with the space junk if they wanted to.
I just read that they're bringing the masks back in Puerto Rico on May 30th. So, you know, they're just going to keep doing this until...
Yeah, it's happening here. Ab, I'm driving around now through Chinatown in Sydney, and they're popping more. There's a lot more masks popping up because so many people are testing positive. They're all doing these rapid tests. So I had to take my son in to do one at the chemist before he flew out to New Zealand on Tuesday. We had to go and find a chemist. He wasn't allowed to get on a plane without a negative test. And of course, I asked the chemist.
Is he injected?
No. And they've also dropped that mandate, so you don't need to be. So I can, if I want tomorrow, I can fly back to New Zealand without a vaccine.
Or tomorrow.
Or yesterday, or whatever. So it's definitely being rolled back. But there are people testing positive everywhere. Testing positive everywhere. So
testing false positive everywhere.
Testing false positive. I asked the chemist. Because my son said, you know, he goes, the chemist, I said, so these tests, I said, how accurate? I said, I heard it's a 40-50% false positive. And he said, no, it's false negative. But he goes, that 1% is only, exactly. And then he said, it's only 1%, it may be a factor of 1% where it can be wrong if you're positive. And I thought, it can't be that. Either false negative and false positive. But yeah, totally completely.
How about it's 100% false, period, because there's no test for the test for something that there's no proof that it causes anything. I mean, there's lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. It's just, how far down have we told this lie? Now everyone believes the lie in the lie. Crazy.
Well, I don't think it really was. I don't think it was the Nazi propagandists that said. I think it was probably H.G. Wells or those other guys that said, if you tell a lie more often enough and repeat it, people will believe it. You know what I mean? They were the ones that started World War One. Was formulated 20 to 30 years before by that Milner Group and H.G. Wells, who's the one. H.G. Wells came up with the whole poster, all those posters, you know, but with the king on it pointing, saying we want, and same with the. Probably came up with the one for America where the Uncle Sam wants you.
Yeah, we want you. We want your young boys.
With a Baphomet-headed Uncle Sam.
The god of Moloch.
Uncle Sam's Baphomet head. I'm surprised he hasn't got a pair of tits. But H.G. Wells, the more you read into his books, you know, you can see he's the master propagandist of this entire thing, and the fact that all his books are coming back, getting Netflixed again, you know, like Mars, War of the Worlds, and all
are
of these
getting
ones
the Netflix
been,
treatment now.
They've already done about 2 years ago Netflix and the new War of the Worlds, and of course, what are they using to kill people? Cell towers using frequencies or something or other. Killing everyone on the ground with these high frequencies. So I haven't seen. Apparently, it's really good. Doomy. I don't like watching these things though because they are literally all doom. You know.
Yeah, they're not uplifting.
No, at all. Well, I've been driving around. I hope I didn't get cameraed. I've been driving around. I'm not talking. I've had my phone was on my knee, which would be enough to lose your license almost around this town.
You don't have something to hold your phone?
No, not this phone. I have, but I've got a crappy replacement phone.
I use a magnetic charging mount. So my phone is mounted and charging. And
Do you have the phone cameras everywhere?
I don't even know what a phone camera is.
They're pointing down from power poles and trees and wherever, and they got you holding your phone and talking into it. I think it's $400 and 5 points off your license.
So who gets the ticket, the car or the person? Because they can't identify you.
You.
But how can they identify you?
You'd have to. I'm pretty sure these cameras are pretty accurate. They can tell it's your phone. They'd probably be able to read the I'd say they'll be able to tell. All your phone releases a signal. This is what the 5G smart grid network is all about.
But how do they know you're the one that's on the phone? How do they?
I guess you're the one driving the car.
But you can drive someone else.
Put it this way,
they got to identify you.
Put it this way, they're prosecuting people left, right, and center. No one, I haven't heard anyone.
I'd like to know details about how they know it's you.
Yeah,
how would they know it's you?
What they do is, I'll tell you what they do, right? They send you a ticket in the mail. And what they do is, if you don't own up to it, they triple the fine if you say it was someone else. And that fine goes to triple. Yeah, yes, it was me.
They send it to the owner of the car, the tag.
Vehicle, yeah, And you can nominate someone else, but that will cost you... their fine is way more expensive if you nominate someone else rather. It's social conditioning, and
so they got a snitch system going on there.
Yeah, social credit system is it's not in completely, but we've got these cameras everywhere, You can't see them. I think I can see them. I think they're on those signs.
What's the fine,
you know,
what's the fine for jacking off in your car? Because they can see that too.
Probably for nothing. If you say you're watching a political broadcast, they'd probably give you money. You probably get credit sent to your phone.
Well, my God.
I'm just driving over a big bridge, and there's cameras everywhere.
If they can read what's on your phone, they can see if you had a good time. You know, seriously, how zoomed into these cameras? This is really invasive. Really invasive.
All they have to do is see. The open thing, screen, and if you're touching it, it's considered you're using it. I agree, because there's so many. How many girls do you see driving around texting or looking, doing their makeup in the mirror and their phone? I've seen it.
But you support the cameras.
I do. I do, actually. And I also support speeding fines as well. Although not when I got one. I didn't support that because I was clearly innocent. When it comes to P platers and the younger people, I do think that it's good the system we have here that they don't get a full license for up to 2 or 3 years. And if they stuff up, they get nothing. So those years where you want to do stupid things in a car is very heavily penalized here. And I've got, I was talking last night to a friend of mine, job I've been doing for 20 years. I've been doing this. And I know all the people there, and we're talking about our kids, and they're all getting ready to get driver's licenses now. And, my youngest is rather. My oldest, obviously, she's had hers for years. But it's a real worry when your children start driving, when you know how bad the roads are.
Yeah.
And how you've got to have a sixth sense and do not trust any other car or truck. That's the way I drive. I overtake like they're about to pull out in front of me, like I'm cautious. Whereas kids don't get that for years.
I hear you. So what do you think of Purple Play? She threw me off her server. Crazy.
Really? What did you do?
I don't know. I just sent her a message, so.
Well, that's, women, angry woman. Angry woman, angry man. I can't look. I'm telling. I just the older you get, the more mellow. I just don't go into dramas anymore. Or I try not to.
I know.
I've got enough. I've got enough in real life for the online ones.
Yeah, it's true. So, are you going to show up tonight to the show?
Yeah, definitely. Rollo's ready to go. I'm ready to go. We'll be there. We'll be there. Guaranteed.
So are you 100%. Going to work or coming back from?
I'm finished. I've been down. I came down on Monday night, and I'm heading back now to back up home. I'm just going to go and get a coffee and hit the road.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, no, I've done. I've been busy. It's been good. I've had a very productive week.
How long is my drive home?
4 hours from where I am now.
Oh, so you got all your podcasts lined up?
Yes, I'll be listening to I listened to two of yours yesterday. What's his name? Mr. E, fantastic.
Good.
Lynn Ertel, fantastic. Good shows.
Yeah.
Good shows. Yeah, Mr. E, he's great, and he's a bit of a talent with the singing as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
he's a little. Oh, I know. So I thought it.
Yeah, he's good.
I thought it was. So he could easily, if he doesn't get censored, be a real, depending on what he looks like, he could really have his own, get good, be making a lot of money on BitChute with that singing talent, and his voice and his, he should be on. Obviously PayPal wouldn't let him on there, but he should be making money. He's talented online.
I don't know if you can make money on any of the video platforms, but yeah, he's accepting direct donations. So I said,
that's what I mean, man. Well, if he was exclusive and you could only hear him on a, I reckon he'd easily be able to have a, like what John LeBron's doing, have a, what do you call it? Because I mean, that, he's good. You know, that guy is, he's got the voice, he's got, he can sing, and he's got the, you know, the whole end, once you got, you know, the sense of humor, he can laugh, yeah, and the EGI, he's an EGI expert. And it's not something I've been into, to be honest. But obviously, in real, as he said, in real life, it's in front of your face every day. And that's true. It really is. Yeah. It's, you know, and what they do, though, they got Rachel Levine or Dick Levine, you know, to hide, Dick, to say like that you guys, that's what a tranny looks like, Dick Levine. Whereas you can't really see the ones like.
That's what a bad transvestite looks like. He's a transvestite. He's not even trying.
He's a transvestite. Yeah, absolutely. But
it's an insult. And he's an insult to trannies. Yeah, exactly.
He's made no effort whatsoever.
The trannies that do the chemicals and the surgery, you know, they're trying real hard. I salute them.
Yeah.
Even though I feel bad for them. I salute their effort.
Well, it must be, I tell you what, it'd be a very painful hobby, that's for sure, if that was your hobby.
Everything is screwed up. It's gonna kill you. All the hormones, and it's going to kill you.
Well, the hair's going to fall out. If it's a femme to male, the hair's going to fall out.
Yeah.
So therefore, they're going to be that what the future of the human race will be, these a sexual, bald, you can't tell quite if they're male or female, like very much like the role model for it all was from the Eurythmics, the lead singer for the Eurythmics back in the day.
She was
an in your face, this is coming, futuristic.
Has she been transvestigated, or Dave Stewart been investigated? Annie Lennox, Dave Stewart?
Deliberately so. I think she's probably female, but she was an androgyne role model. And same was, it went back to the 70s with Brian Eno, who's the most, I say, the most influential man in music that you just don't hear about much.
No.
Is it the beeps?
When a new disease has hit the street.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're having trouble breathing, and I know that I might, because you wear it through the night. I hear you struggling to breathe when you're masking in your sleep.
Yes, Tom. Oh, you're listening to
We're back. Yeah. So we'll probably be back in about... Yeah,
8 hours time, rocking Rick and Rollo. Rick and
Rollo. You say 8 hours? I say
8 hours from now. You'll say tomato.
Wait, I got 11 hours from now. 11 hours.
Oh, sorry,
from now.
11 hours. Yes, sorry. What am I? I'm sorry.
Is that right? Is it 11?
I'm up too early. 11 hours from now. Yeah. All right. I'll see you then.
You gotta have a nap.
I've been working on. I only got up 2 hours ago, Ab, to work. I haven't been working.
So you'll be still awake in 11 hours? That's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
I guess
I might try and have a nap, or I might mow the lawns. Who's to know? Anyway, all right. Yeah. We'll speak to you.
Take care. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, very good. Wow. Does voices.
How do I get off here?
That's all, folks.